Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Magyanati Mirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Varishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padantaha Gana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopi Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chapter 16, chapter is entitled Karma Yoga. Evam pravartitam chakram. Evam pravartitam chakram nanu vartkhayati hayah nanu vartayati hayah aghayur indriya ramo Mogham Parthasa Jivati Mogham Parthasa Jivati Evam Pravartitam Chakram Nanu Vartayati Hayah Aghayurindriya Ramo Mogham Parthasa Jivati Evam pravartitam chakram Nanu vartayati hayah Aghayurindriya ramo Mogham parthasa jivati Evam pravartitam chakram Nanu vartayati hayah Aghayurindriya ramo Mogham parthasa jivati Please repeat. Evam pravartitam chakram Aghayurindriyaramo Mogham parthasa jivati Evam pravartitam chakram Atayati haya Chakram. agayurindiyaramo sajivati. Evam pravartitam chakram nuvartaya tihaya agayurindriya ramo evam thus pravartitam established by the Vedas chakram cycle na does not anuvartayan anuvartayati adopt iha in this life yah one who aghayuh whose life is full of sins Indriya aramah, satisfied in sense gratification. Mogham, uselessly. Partha, O son of Partha. O son of Prita, Arjuna. Saha, he, Jivati, lives. My dear Arjuna, one who does not follow in human life the cycle of sacrifice thus established by the Vedas certainly leads a life full of sin. Living only for satisfaction of the senses, such a person lives in vain. Purport. The Mammonist philosophy of work very hard and enjoy sense gratification is condemned herein by the Lord. Therefore, for those who want to enjoy this material world, the above-mentioned cycle of performing yagyas is absolutely necessary. One who does not follow such regulations is living a very risky life, being condemned more and more. By nature's law, this human form of life is specifically meant for self-realization in either or the three ways, namely karma yoga, jnana yoga, or bhakti yoga. There is no necessity of rigidly following the performances of the prescribed yagyas for the transcendentalists who are above vice and virtue. But those who are engaged in sense gratification require purification by the above-mentioned cycle of yagya performances. There are different kinds of activities. Those who are not Krishna conscious are certainly engaged in sensory consciousness. Therefore, they need to execute pious work. The yagya system is planned in such a way that sensory conscious persons may satisfy their desires without becoming entangled in the reaction of sense gratificatory work. The prosperity of the world depends not on our own efforts, but on the background arrangement of the Supreme Lord, directly carried out by the demigods. Therefore, the yagyas are directly aimed at the particular demigods mentioned in the Vedas. Indirectly, it is the practice of Krishna consciousness, because when one masters the performance of yagyas, one is sure to become Krishna conscious. But if by performing yagyas one does not become Krishna conscious, such principles are counted as only moral codes. One should not, therefore, limit his progress only to the point of moral codes, but should transcend them to attain Krishna consciousness. Evam pravartitam chakram nanuvartayati haya aghayurindriyaramo mokham partha sajivati. My dear Arjuna, one who does not follow in human life the cycle of sacrifice thus established by the Vedas certainly leads a life full of sin. Living only for the satisfaction of the senses, such a person lives in vain. Today's verse 16, finishes the second section of the, because the chapter, third chapter is divided in four sections, and yeah, last week I was finishing the first section because it was finished on the chapter 9, and this week I will summarize the second section because section finishes of chapter 16. So I will give you what are the sections. In fact, there are five sections because in first two verses Arjuna is perplexed and asks Krishna what is better, renunciation and work. And in this chapter Krishna urges Arjuna to perform his duties. So in the first section from third to ninth verses Krishna points or says or describes the best, the highest level or karma yoga. That this is called buddhi yoga, means to perform activities but with intelligence, means you know for whom these activities are, because every activity brings results. So if you offer these results to Krishna, that's the use of intelligence. Then, because as you know that every activity brings results, so you can do with this result whatever you want. Okay, you can give it to anyone, but if you give it to Krishna, this is buddhi yoga. This is the use of the intelligence. Anyway, the word yoga comes from the root verb yuj, means to link. So you have to link. The yoga means that you are linking. If you start linking something to the your life, your activities to the higher purpose, then means you are performing yoga. So this first section was about buddhi yoga, and then from the verse 10th to 16th, Krishna describes, anyway, if you are not intelligent and you don't recognize that Krishna is the Bhaktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshvaram Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. This is verse from the 5th chapter, 29th verse, means that Bhaktaram Yagya Tapasam means that the person who benefits from all yagyas is Krishna, is Bhakta, he's one who enjoys, it's translated beneficiary, one who gets the benefit from all the yagyas. So he is Suhridam, he sits in the heart and he is our best friend, and he's the best friend of all the living entities, and he is Sarvaloka Maheshvaram, so he is the Ishvara, the controller of all the planets, of all the universe. So so whatever we do, either directly or indirectly, we are serving Krishna. Okay, so the highest level of karma yoga is to consciously, by using intelligence, to offer the results of your activities to Krishna, and that's the highest what you do. It's like direct approach, but you can do this indirectly. And in this purport, Prabhupada refers to those who worship Krishna indirectly, so they do not realize that Krishna is this Bhaktaram Yagya Tapasam, but they worship, for example, demigods to get certain benefit. So they receive the benefits, of course, but the benefits are temporary, and anyway, the demigods are empowered by Krishna. So in this way they approach Krishna, but in indirect way. So this is also working, but this is not the direct approach. And the next section, which starts from the next verse, and this is the quite huge section, is about performing one's duty. Means that anyway we have to work, we have to do certain activities. So Krishna wants Arjuna, and he will be convincing him in the next section, that Arjuna should perform his duty just to set the example. And there is the verse that whatever the great man does, the rest will follow. Means that whatever that everyone has some models, role models, which takes example from. And Arjuna is such a model for many generations of the devotees. He is the model who shows how to apply in a most practical way, because in the middle of the battlefield, how to apply the teachings of Krishna. And the last section from the verses 36 to 42 is how to defeat lust, the eternal enemy of the soul. These are the verses, and there is nice, very nice description about the origin of lust, that as it is said that as you take milk and you add the tamarind, sour tamarind, and it turns into yogurt. So in the same way, our eternal, because we are spirit souls, part and parcels of Krishna, our eternal love for Krishna, in the contact with the mode of passion, turns into lust. So, in fact, lust is our love, but just transformed into something else. So the in this chapter, at the end, the verses 36 to 42, Krishna gives the recipe, the prescription, how to overcome this. But coming back to yagya, so the human life is meant for yagya. As I mentioned, that everything we perform, every activity, brings a result. And there is no escape from this circle of results. That is called karma. And even unknowingly, we are performing sinful activities constantly. And there are the five main activities, the just daily activities, which cause us to receive the sinful reaction. It is said when we, it's by scratching, you kill the living entities which live on your skin. By rubbing the hand, you also. By turning on the fire, you also burn so many living entities. By cleaning the house, you just smash them, and by pouring water on the floor, you also drown so many living entities. So this activities daily, it is said that this we suffer reaction of just day by day. Okay, so it's unavoidable. Every action brings a reaction. That's the law of karma. And then there are different types of reactions, because that's what we are talking about. There are sinful reactions for the killing living entities. But the Vedas describe that we can, even if we don't directly approach Krishna, even if we don't practice the process of yoga, we, at least in the past, due to existence of the Vedic culture, we, the people, were able to make spiritual progress by yagyas described in the Vedas. So yagyas And this section also describes this circle of yagya, that you offer the demigods in the yagya some food, and they bring rain and they supply the necessary things to live. But anyway, the yagya system was to use the karmi, the chariot of karma. Let's say everyone is sitting on his own chariot of karma, and one may go down to hell if one performs sinful activities, or one can go up to heavenly planets, or one can stay here in the middle planetary systems. But we are all on this chariot of karma. And yagyas are for like the tools or driving wheel, how to drive this chariot of karma. If you perform yagya and or sacrifices, and this purport refers to the fire sacrifices, you can acquire the pious activities, and these pious activities will raise you to the higher planetary systems. And this had been practiced in the past by the members of Vedic society. Even till day in India, there are, at least in South India, there are whole villages of Brahmanas who live like the thousand or few thousand years ago. They just live by performing yagya, and that's their life. They are focused on yagya on a daily basis. That's their occupation. And still, what can they do with it? They can elevate themselves to the higher planetary systems. And then when the benefit, the account, karmic account of pious activities is again used or diminished, goes to zero, they come back to the middle planetary system here, to Earth, to material world. And because this is the only place when you can gain or lose, okay? Because on the higher planetary system you basically lose, because you perform many nice sense gratificatory activities, and you just lose your pious karma. In the hellish planets you basically suffer. So with this performance of yagya, you can elevate yourself. If you don't perform yagya, you may live pious life, you may stay here, but if you perform sinful activities, you go down. You go down to hell, basically. And this system of yagya was meant for bringing the members of the society till the point that they realized, okay, there must be something else, something above, something more than the cycle of coming up and down. And at this point, when they realized this, then they reached beyond. Beyond means they transcend. And from that we can speak about transcendental knowledge, because they transcend all this material cycle, birth and death, and realize that there is the spiritual aspect, and then tried to connect to this spiritual aspect. And this connection is yoga. This is this linking process. So first they started, because they used to perform sacrifices, so certain activities, they used to perform karma, karma yoga. That's the beginning stage, because everyone does what he used to do. So the karma is like the first step. We used to do some activities, so we just naturally start from karma, and we gradually elevate to jnana, to ashtanga or jnana yoga, and to bhakti. Of course, there is a, and Prabhupada even, and Krishna mentions that there is a direct method. Direct method is mentioned, as I told you, in the very beginning of the chapter, Buddhi Yoga, that you do activities, but immediately you recognize who is the benefactor, beneficiary. It's a Krishna, it's the Supreme, and you can jump, let's say, into bhakti from any level. There is no doubt, but you have to know. You have to have the guidance of the spiritual master, of the acharya, and or receive the direct mercy of the Lord. So we should stop, I suppose, here at the beginning of the lecture, or in the middle. Okay. So, any questions for this part? Comments? Yes. Yes, yagya is sacrifice. Yes. Yes. Nowadays, because it is, we are now living in the age of Kali, age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So, in the different ages, there were prominent different methods of performing yagyas. So, in Satya Yuga, there was the meditation in. Dvapara Yuga, there was the method of performing fire sacrifices. In Dvapara Yuga, there was the worshipping deity, the main method of this linking. And now in Kali Yuga, we have the main process is chanting of the names of God. And it is in different traditions, we can see the different traditions do this. This is the main yagya for this age, because as it is said in Bhagavad Gita, without yagya the world cannot exist, because demigods, because of yagyas, we feed the demigods, demigods supply the air, the rain, everything. So yagya has to be performed. Of course, nowadays also there are in India brahmanas who perform fire yagyas, but generally it is said that there are not, because to perform yagya really in like in ancient times, according to all the rules, it's very expensive, time consuming, and nobody has such capacity nowadays. But there are some brahmanas who do this, but what's the quality of this? This is different. Basically, in this age, even if devotees perform yagyas like fire sacrifices, the main element is to chant the holy name and distribute prasadam, the Lord's mercy. That's the main success of the yagya. Nowadays, yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
we just play bad drums or something.